in our case, Rockville or Terre Haute or something. You're liable to ask somebody along the street, say, you know, you want to know the distance. You're liable to ask somebody.
If I were in Rockville, for example, and wanted to go to Terre Haute?
Well, any place you weren't sure of the distance. You're
yeah,
to
I'd
ask.
Say, how far is it to the place?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to point to different parts of the body, you know, just real quickly. Right here is my...
forehead.
Okay, this is my left ear, and this is...
right ear.
Okay. Since I forgot my razor when I packed last night, I'm starting to grow a...
beard.
Okay. You talk by opening your
mouth.
Okay. And inside your mouth you have
teeth, your lips, your teeth and your tongue.
One of these is a
tooth.
Okay. And if you don't have any teeth, you have to bite somebody with your
gums.
Okay. That's this part of my hand is
palm.
Okay, and these are
fists.
Okay, a lot of times you get older, you maybe get stiff in your
joints.
Okay, and this is my
chest,
and these are
shoulders.
Okay, if somebody's able to lift, say, 300 pounds by himself, you figure he's pretty
husky.
Okay, any other word for that?
Strong,
mm-hmm.
Stout.
Does stout mean the same as husky and?
Not necessarily. To me, a person who was somewhat overweight,
mm-hmm.
particularly a woman,
mm-hmm.
might be called stout.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to say she's
fat,
so you say.
Yeah.
Right.
But she might not be very strong.
Uh-huh.
See?
If you knew someone who was older, but he was still able to really do an incredible amount of work, you can say, well, he's still pretty
active.
Okay. How about somebody that's younger, that just works all the time, just has all kinds of energy? Say, he's awful
industrious.
Okay. Would you ever say spry or peppy or anything, or are those?
Well, the term spry could apply to someone regardless of their age.
Mm-hmm.
If he was real active and got around, particularly if movements were quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling, see.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have a child that doesn't want to go into a horror movie of some kind? Just stand outside and cry and everything and won't go in with his friends. Why won't he go inside? He's or maybe after he comes out, he's...
Oh. Well, I would... if he did that when he came out, I'd say he was emotional.
Okay, but what emotion is he showing? I mean, he's...
Fear or horror.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if someone is showing the emotion of fear, you can say that he's...
He was crying.
Or... just something that would describe that. I mean, one word doesn't say showing the emotion of fear. He's something like, you go in there, I'm too...
You got me.
Well, I'm just looking for something like, would you say scared or...
He was in tears.
Yeah.
That'd be one way of saying it.
You wouldn't say scared or anything or...
And see what?
Scared. Or afraid?
Oh,
or?
Well, that never occurred to me because
yeah.
I just didn't get the fact that, that is a horror movie. He came out like that, he probably would be scared. Yeah.
Okay. If you have a place that's, say, like a graveyard at 12 o'clock at night, you can say this place is awfully...
You might say that would be a scary place.
Okay.